I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Some records become more than records. They become a means of transportation, a kind of currency for travelers on the road, stories people tell each other. Few albums in jazz occupy that space quite like The Köln Concert, the 1975 solo piano performance by Keith Jarrett. It's the best-selling solo piano album in jazz history, and its legend is nearly as famous as the music itself. Jarrett arrived in Cologne, Germany, exhausted. The concert had been organized by a young woman, a teenager, named Vera Brandis. The piano was said to be the wrong one, smaller than expected, less than ideal, possibly unplayable. He nearly refused to play. And yet, what followed became one of the most beloved improvised recordings ever made. Now, a new documentary, Köln Tracks, by filmmaker Vincent Dussault, revisits that night. Not only the concert, but the mythology that grew around it, particularly around the piano Jarrett played. For Dussault, this story is personal. He told me that he first heard the album as a child, and even then, he sensed something unusual in the music.
I was quite fascinated because I believe I sensed someone who resembled me in the sense that it was a child who seemed to be enjoying themselves in a certain way, but who also seemed to be suffering. And it's perhaps the first time I also felt the suffering in an adult who wasn't someone from my family. And in fact, you can hear it and you can feel it too. And that's what I liked. This concert was like a journey. At the end of the first part, we feel he's been freed from something and that he has finally found a way to overcome his piano's flaws and, most importantly, how to work with them. And we feel he's truly liberated from something.
When he set out to make the film, Vincent found that the album's power still resonates.
We were talking about a cult classic, the Köln Concert. As soon as I picked up the phone to ask, would you have something to say about the Köln Concert, Keith Jarrett, and what it meant to you, etc., not a single door was closed to me.
But in retracing the story, he discovered another obstacle.
In fact, we very quickly realized that we were battling an enemy to make this documentary, and that enemy is memory, because it was a story that was already 50 years old.
50 years on, the facts are blurry, recollections shift, and stories told over time begin to harden into legend. Pianist Dan Tepfer offered me a musician's perspective.
As an artist, constraint is usually helpful rather than unhelpful. And so Keith finds himself here in a situation where the piano is essentially telling him what to do to a certain degree. And so his options are limited. He, as the genius that he is, let himself be whatever that piano required him to be in order to make music.
In revisiting this legend, Tepfer also noted an important distinction.
Here I think we enter into the subtle difference between history and myth. Of course, history gets mythologized.
Maybe that's why the Köln Concert still matters so much. It exists in two worlds at once, as a real performance on a specific night, and as a symbol of what can happen when circumstances fall apart and art somehow rises through them. As Dussault told me, Jarrett's music points towards something larger.
I believe that what Keith Jarrett wants to show us in his music is, above all, a philosophy of life. The film I made about him, at least, that's what I tried to convey to people, is that Keith Jarrett's music speaks of philosophy, teaching that we must instill in ourselves through and thanks to improvisation, and stepping off the beaten path, getting out of your comfort zone to truly find yourself.
If you truly find yourself in New York this weekend, you can see Köln Tracks May 2nd at the Dock and Roll Film Festival, part of a week-long series devoted to music documentaries, live events, and stories from across the musical spectrum. And you can watch my full conversation with Vincent Dussault and Dan Tepfer at WBGO.org. And just a quick note, Vincent Dussault spoke to me in French. His comments were translated into English and voiced using AI-assisted audio technology. Speaking via my own human voice, I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.